A group of families in and around Brattleboro opened the Inclusion Center about 6.5 years ago. Before the pandemic, it was a place where adults with disabilities met to play games, talk, and make connections with others. The Inclusion Center is now holding its activities online, and while it is working for some, others say it is no substitute for meeting in person. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Alana Boyer is 28, and she started going to the Inclusion Center in Brattleboro soon after they opened their doors in 2013.
I am on the autism spectrum, but I'm on the high-functioning end of autism. I have ADHD and PDD NOS.
Boyer lives in Dummerston, and she said before the pandemic, the Inclusion Center was a place where she could be herself and not have to feel like her disability was something she had to explain to people.
I enjoyed going there because, you know, it was nice to see people who are like me and not like me. I'm able to, like, connect with them on levels that might not happen with, like, other people in my life, because some people in my life don't really understand my disability or understand why, like, I have to do things that I do, you know?
Boyer doesn't have great internet service where she lives, but when she goes to her mom's house, she can take part in the Inclusion Center's Zoom meetings, which have been happening 3 times a week. It's offered a small glimmer of hope, she says, in what's otherwise been a challenging time.
It's been pretty rough. I mean, I've been home a lot, and the Zoom meetings themselves are very helpful. The only downside is, like, you see them, and then afterwards you might feel like crying because you can't actually be with them type of thing.
About 20% of the people in Vermont have a disability, according to Sarah Launderville, executive director of the Vermont Center for Independent Living. Launderville says that while organizations like hers have been reaching out and moving some services online during the pandemic, she doesn't know of another locally run group that's trying to connect with people with disabilities.
They're a unique group because they come together and provide peer support to one another. And it's really grassroots, and I do support anything that brings people with disabilities together so that they can socialize and kind of also talk about real experiences that folks are dealing with.
When the pandemic first hit in the spring, Inclusion Center founder Julie Tamler said the group tried meeting a few times outside. But as it became clear how serious a health risk the coronavirus was, especially for people with health issues connected to their disability, Tamler says they moved over to the virtual meetings. They still hold improv classes online and make a lot of time for conversations ranging from personal to political. But Tamler says more than half of the group can't really take part in the Zoom meetings because it's too hard for some to sit in front of the screen and control the online communication tools.
You know, being online doesn't work for people who are hearing impaired. It's too confusing. For some people with visual stuff, it's confusing. And then people with developmental disabilities, I think that people need human contact, and it's just too difficult, I think, for a lot of people.
Kachina Lee is a 32-year-old woman with a developmental disability, and her mother, Barbara, said the two have been going to the Inclusion Center for more than 3 years.
She's not totally nonverbal, but it's not her strength talking. But she's a great listener, and she's got a great sense of humor.
Barbara said her daughter used to love taking part in the physical activities, but she can't really do the online meetings.
She needs she really truly needs the physical in-person presence of another person to really feel that communication back and forth. I mean, the screen can remind her of something, but it's in no way a substitute for her and the need to have that one-on-one or one in small group contact where you're really seeing all the nonverbal body language, you know, not just our face, but, you know, whatever else that's going on in someone else's realm.
Corey Costo used to look forward to going down to the center from his home in Brattleboro, back when we all could meet and gather. Costo says he's looking forward to being on the other side of the pandemic. But for now, the Zoom meetings are providing a way to connect with people.
It's as good as it's going to get right now. The in-person was different. You used to be able to meet people face-to-face, but I guess that's the same way in any organization right now.
When the pandemic is over, the Inclusion Center will likely continue holding some meetings online to allow people who have trouble getting out of the house a chance to meet online with their friends. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.